rest of you for leading us like that. It was wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. First of all, I need to apologize to you for letting you down the other week. Do you know what? That was the first time in almost 30 years that I've not been able to keep a preaching date. And I was devastated, and I was willing myself to be able to get here, but nature thought otherwise, and I was very securely locked in at home, being extremely unwell. But thank you for your prayers, because I am restored. Thank you. My husband is now weak at the knees. He's had it all week. So I've left him recovering, but we're both on the way up. So that is good. So I'm going to bring you the message that I would have brought you last week, because when I was praying about what to preach, I felt this was the word that I was to bring. So I thought, well, maybe it was the enemy keeping me away from you last week. So just in case, we're going to have it this evening. And for those of you who like to follow in your Bible, I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. All right. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals, and there were fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard, and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. May God add his blessing to the reading of that word. Okay. First of all, I'm going to start by actually looking back. Look back just the chapter before, at the end, chapter 20, and the last verse, verse 31. It says this. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And John is there stating very clearly the purpose of his gospel. He wants us to be absolutely clear in our hearts and our minds that Jesus is the